Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Okay, Danielle.
Yes. So Lauren is throwing a Halloween party. She started this mass email with all her guests so that everybody knows what to bring, what everybody is wearing, blah, blah, blah. So her friend doesn't know most of the people at the party. So we thought that that's the perfect opportunity to call her up and mess around with her just a little bit.
All right. Let's see what Danielle does here in her phone tap. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Faye, please.
This is she.
Oh, hi. Faye, I'm on the email chain for Lauren's party.
For what?
Like, you know, the email chain for the Halloween party that she's throwing?
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So I work with her, and I noticed that you were planning on coming as Catwoman.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, well, I need to ask you a favor. I need to ask you to switch your costume.
You need to what?
Because I'm coming as Catwoman, and we can't have two Catwomans at one party.
Okay, I mean, I already have the costume.
Oh, so do I. So I need you to change yours.
Okay, that's a little weird. You're just calling me to tell me to change my costume. It's not a big deal. This isn't, like, a competition.
Yes, it is. It is a competition. Remember, you have to bring $5 each person, and you win money at the end, and I need to win that money. And if there's two Catwomen, then how are they going to decide which one looks better? I mean, I know I'm going to look good, but I just have to make sure that I look the best.
Okay, well, then you go as Catwoman, I go as Catwoman. I can't even believe we're having this conversation.
No, I go as Catwoman, you go as something else.
Excuse me, you can't just call me and tell me that I can't go as Catwoman.
I know, but why would you want to be what I'm going to be? Like, I'm going to look so good. Like, I'm going to look so good as Catwoman. Like, no one's even going to, like, know that you're there. So I would change it.
If you're that sure of yourself, then you don't need to worry about what I'm going as.
Well, what were you last year? What were you last year?
That's none of your business.
Well, you can't be Catwoman. That's what I'm telling you.
I can be whatever I want. I can be Catwoman. I can be Superman.
Okay, that's good. Be Superman. Be Superman.
Okay, listen. I already spent $75 on my costume. If you want to go and buy me a new costume, then maybe I'll change my costume. But you're not going to tell me that I can't be Catwoman when I've already spent $75 on the costume.
I'm not buying you a new costume, and just go return the costume you already have, because you can return it before Halloween. They let you return
it
before.
Are you kidding me?
What's the difference if you go in and exchange it for, like, something else, like Superman, like you said? You said you would be Superman before.
Do me a favor. Do not call my phone anymore, and don't call people you don't know and tell them what to do.
Hey, you pumpkin-headed whore. Listen to me. Lauren, she hung up.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm just going to call her back, but you're going to talk this time.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
What's going on? I just talked to my friend Sarah. She said that you guys were on the phone, like, fighting and stuff. What's up?
Who is this girl? She's absolutely crazy.
She's just a coworker. I mean, we're friends, but we're not that close.
She tells me that I can't be Catwoman because she's going to be Catwoman, and basically that I have to change my costume.
Right.
Dude, she's absolutely bananas. Like,
I would think that you guys would get along really well. You know, you guys are both really cool people.
Well, you're wrong about that, because this girl is crazy. I'm going to want to punch this bitch in the face. Oh, and then she called me a pumpkin-headed whore. Who the calls me a pumpkin-headed whore?
I do. This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. You got phone tap.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
You can
me?
Be Catwoman, you pumpkin-headed bitch.
Oh, my God. Lord.
My Lord.
Halloween jokes don't count.
You called her a pumpkin-headed whore.
And she giggled.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, all right.
That's my favorite.
I've never heard that one before.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all parties.